This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States, as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention interventions seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. It's the first of its kind in California and possibly the country. The city of San Francisco is suing its own school district to reopen classes. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
City Attorney Dennis Herrera says students in San Francisco are suffering during the pandemic.
They're being turned into zombies by online schooling.
Teachers' unions in many large school districts, including San Francisco, say they won't go back to classrooms until they're vaccinated. Mayor London Breed said the city doesn't have control over reopening schools.
I am the elected leader of this city, and I'm not going to stand by while our children and our families continue to suffer with no end in sight.
School Superintendent Vincent Matthews calls the lawsuit embarrassing, saying they're all in this bubble together, and turning on them is not helpful whatsoever. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. In an online discussion with the Washington Post, the UN chief said that it is absolutely unacceptable to reverse the result of elections that he said he believes took place normally. In Washington, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States is disturbed by reports of charges against Suu Kyi.
We call on the military to immediately release them all and all detained civilian and political leaders, journalists, and detained human rights activists, and to restore the democratically elected government to power.
The military announced Monday that it would take power for 1 year, accusing Suu Kyi's government of not investigating allegations of voter fraud in recent elections, which her party overwhelmingly won. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's open embrace of conspiratorial theories and racist views, but is criticizing a drive by Democrats to remove her from her committees. McCarthy says that Greene recognizes she must now hold herself to a higher standard than when she was a private citizen.
Marjorie's comments, which I disavow, anything she said, I think they're wrong. This was before she was ever elected.
His comments on Wednesday signal that he will not yield to a bipartisan outcry to punish Greene. Democrats plan a House vote on Thursday to remove her from her committee assignments. The minority leader also tried to push blame onto Democrats, criticizing them for doing nothing about their own lawmakers. Russia has dismissed Western criticism Wednesday of its sentencing of opposition politician Alexei Navalny and the massive rallies that followed that resulted in the arrest of hundreds of protesters. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters in Moscow that the Western demands were arrogant and improper and maintained the Kremlin would not be influenced by Western hysterics. On Tuesday, a Russian court sentenced Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Western countries have demanded that Moscow release Navalny, but Russia has told them not to meddle in its sovereign affairs. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq down slightly. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.